racing now.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of The B-Set. My name is Brody Nixon, joined by Nick Burney. Nick, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you too, mate. Really looking forward to the second episode. I think we've got a great meeting there at Rose Hill tomorrow, but most importantly, I'm really excited for Around the Grounds, the country and provincial areas. They're probably my favourite to bet into.
Queen Astrid certainly was your favourite last week. She blew the whistle too good.
Yeah, blew the whistle, the sea parted, and he went straight through the middle. So it was a good win there, but we didn't get the best bets home in the city, so we've got to work on that, but hopefully this week we can.
I really hope we can, because we're both keen on the same horse.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard to beat, but we'll get to that.
Right, the head-to-head, Nick. Race number four, it's Grabini versus another European import. Man behind the money has to carry the big weight of the 61.5 kilograms now. Last week in our head-to-head, we both agreed the market saw it as a two-horse race, but we were keen to play the other way. I don't know if on Saturday this will be the same. Grabini has been heavily back. Man behind the money the same. This looks a two-horse race for mine.
Well, as I look at the market now, Grabini's into $3, so it keeps firming every time I look. And I suppose we do look at these two runners. And Grabini, I thought last start, got a 10 out of 10 ride by Kieran McAvoy from that awkward draw and just let the horse find a rhythm, made his run at the perfect time. Grabini's gone from strength to strength this campaign. And Saturday, though, is a much tougher race for me. I think there's some opposition here that can really bounce out and be very competitive. And if you do run this race 100 times, does he get a similar run? I'm not sure. So the $3 I thought was on the skinnier side, maybe closer to that $4, was probably more how I looked at it. And yourself?
Yeah, I think it's very similar. The query is the gate once again. I think this horse is going to continue to work through the grades. I really like him. The only query for me is Rose Hill, if it is playing a bit towards the fence once again. And he tackles a couple of horses that look fairly well on the up as well, with Jawn, As Good As So Begets, another import for Annabelle Neesham. Fuller looks like he's ready to run the best race of his campaign. And same for Touristic. I think Grabini, I want a better price late. The Tab took him on last start. I think he was their lay of the day. And they really took him on in the market. And he was too good that day. It's going to need another peach from Karen. And Man Behind the Money, I don't know where that horse's ceiling is, but it was a good win last start. So it's a very, very interesting race. I just can't wait to see what the market does in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm going to land on Man Behind the Money, that horse that you do speak about, because I thought that win at Canterbury had a lot of merit. He showed adaptability, accelerated, and I just really liked how he savaged the line, one of the fastest last 200 of the day, and just did it with a bit of style. I think this horse really is suited on dry ground. And as we talked about before, just in a race that lacks that little bit of tempo, might be able to bounce forward and find a very good posse there. So I know it's got to carry the 61.5, but I actually had Man Behind the Money mark favourite, so I'm going to lean that way. And there's other ways you can go in this race as well. I thought Adjourn's a really improving type on the way up, much more suited to Rose Hill than Gosford, the tight turning track, where just thought he got on the wrong leg, was a little bit green. So around that $10, if you're looking for a value runner, maybe Adjourn. But are you with me with Man Behind the Money?
I think I'm going to have Grabini on top, but Man Behind the Money, I just can't argue with it. As I said, I backed him heavily at Doomben, which was a very, very tough watch. And he's a winner over 2,400 metres over in Ireland, where he did carry the 61. So he's proven to do it before. All right, the fly in the ointment, Nick. This is one of the most interesting runners. I don't want to speak about last start. I had $3.20 post-deductions. It was a car crash. $2.10 into $1.90 today. Tutta La Vita has been very well tried. They bet $2.30 on Wednesday. It's important to note Flying Trapeze as well. $4.20 and a $3.70. This horse is having start number 8 as a 2-year-old. He's been well backed, but it's a very interesting market. I know you're keen to kick up on one at a price. You're getting $8 now for Mogwai.
Yeah, I'm going to put Mogwai on top. Just on Tutta La Vita, the favourite. Yeah, wow, what did you say? $3.20 and start at $1.70 after deductions. Yeah, okay. That's hard to cop.
I was walking through IKEA. Could you imagine anything worse? IKEA and getting beaten like that.
Yeah, I can't think of much things worse than that. That sounds absolutely awful. But on the favourite, though, look, the 1400 now with a more genuine tempo, I completely understand on that. You can bring the form line in through Congregation, who raced really well there in the Group 1 JJ Atkins last start and did start a respectable price. But you look at a horse like Mogwai, he has that form line through Congregation as well. I like the backup staying at the 1400. He made a really strong 4-2 the other day and probably just peaked on his run, but did maintain a strong enough finishing speed. Comes back to his own age group here. And I just think there's way too much in their price differential. $1.90 to La Vita, $7 Mogwai. I think Tutor Levita is much closer to a $3 chance than it is an odds on pop. I can think of a lot better $1.90 bets to have. It might come out and win easy, but $1.90, it's not for me.
Do you reckon the Tab Traders took her on last, they didn't take her on side last start, apologies, she was heavily backed, but do you think this is one the Tab Traders will take on?
Absolutely. I think they have to. Like, there's other ways to this race where you can go, and $1, I just think they will want to try and lay her late in the trade. I think they're just cuddling her at the moment for a few different reasons. But yeah, $1.90 seems very skinny.
Very, very skinny. I want to ask you about one, Cat Ferrat. Now, ran up in Queensland, two-year-old colt by Schnitzel. He was good behind Flying Trapeze, who's $3.70 in the betting, of course. It defeated it by a length last start. He was doing his best work late. Draws a bit sticky, but I think Nash Willer will suit this horse.
Yeah, no, I agree, Cat Ferrat. And as you said, Nash is the big tick. For me, I think this horse next preparation is going to be a really nice horse. But you had to like how it wanted to pick up and get to the line there last start. And yeah, I think it's another chance. So like, just speaking now, like, we've made cases for other horses. So again, that's why I can only see the market drifting out.
And one last horse we're going to touch on, because it's received a little bit of specking in the market, but it also is accepted to run at Kembla Grange on Saturday. Gelatin for the Freedman team. Two-year-old colt by Schnitzel. He ran behind Piercing Arrow. We had around the field, was heavily backed that day as well.
Yeah, Gelatin, yeah, restrained from the wide draw. So maybe they roll the dice, change the tactics and go forward. But yeah, I really like the race that it's coming out of, that Piercing Arrow race. But probably is really suited at that in that Kembla Maiden.
So she's the fly in the ointment. She's a deserved favourite. Yep. We agree on that. The price we don't like. What price would she have to get to for you to take?
$3.20.
$3.20
for
you to take.
I think there's just other opportunities. I might be quite aggressive there, but I think the race she comes out of now, the congregation race, you look at the other 1,300 metres, the other races on the day, and when I do adjust for them against the whole entire meeting, I only had the race going fair. So I'm not saying she can't win. She looks a very nice horse. Chris Waller, you know, he said it's a flight stakes horse, so there's a massive tip in itself. It's just all that comes down to me is the price, and I have to look elsewhere.
All right, the trialer for me, we're going to have to wait till Monday at Newcastle. Guess who?
Beautiful. I love Mondays.
Annabelle Neesham.
Yeah.
Keen on her once again. Now, she's got this two-year-old by the name of Firebolt. She's a daughter of Better Than Ready out of Crystal Wand. She's trialled really strongly. Now, I'm not really too much of a believer in regards to trial form, but this week I've backed a few horses out of a trial behind Mission Ridge that have gone horribly.
Yeah.
But then there's a horse called Arctic Glamour who was really good on Monday at Warwick Farm, and I think it's going to be a really nice two-year-old race to follow there in the first event at Warwick Farm on Monday. Horse called Connorsana came out and won really well against the older horses on the Randwick Kensington track on Wednesday. Now, Firebolt went through the line strongly alongside those two. I loved her first trial at Warwick Farm before that as well, where she was eased through the line. The horse that ran second, Estriella, I think she might be a star for Kieran Maher and David Eustace. She's looked exceptional at the trials, and Firebolt's gone through the line strongly, gets Jet Stanley from the inside draw. I'm really, really keen on this horse on Monday. All right, Nick, around the grounds, we've got Kembla Grange racing on Saturday. We've also got a couple of nice meetings at the provincials and the country on Saturday, but take us through your best bet.
Well, a time of record, we don't have the prices there yet at Kembla, but we're going to go to race 5, number 9, Bongo Rhythm. Now, it's a two-year-old that just really interests me, and I think he just might be a horse for the future. He has to take a big step on Saturday from a ratings perspective, but there's just a lot of boxes he ticks for me and has a lot of potential. Debut win at Wagga was full of merit. Jumped with the field, restrained to a 3-wide trail and moderate tempo. And just between that 4-2, it's just slightly green, working it all out for his first start. But when he got his mind on the job over that final furlong and flattened out, where I thought he was very impressive, fastest last 200 of the day, savaged the line, going up to the 1,200 metres, it's a massive ticket, Kembla. And yes, he'll be better next preparation, but I just don't want to miss him on the way through, and let's just see what price he goes up.
And I've got one in the same meeting, race number 2, horse number 2 called Trees. Denny Beasley on as well. I think he's riding your horse, isn't he?
Yep, Denny. Go Denny.
Go Denny. Go Denny for the double. John Sargent trains, ran behind Oriental Tycoon at Warwick Farm. High rating race. They went out quicker than the other maiden won by Outsider. They came home faster. Really keen to follow the form lines. Guess who ran third? Queen Astrid.
Oh, Queen Astrid.
The form line's already standing up. Draws well. Gets good ground on Saturday. I think Trees is going to be mighty hard to beat. Right, the best bets coming up at Rose Hill on Saturday, Nick. We're both keen on the same horse. Take it away.
Best bet, race 9, number 4, Space Tracker. Yeah, I thought that was a very strong debut there by Space Tracker in a race that just rated through the roof, I should say, relative to the day. They went out the hardest from an overall pace rating perspective. When you do compare against the other course proper races that day, he just loomed to win, showed a nice little turn of foot, probably just peaked on his run. Be fitter for that. Everything about his historical profile says the 1500 metres suits second up with a positive ride. I think he should be, well, I think he was $360 last night.
Did you get the $6?
No, I didn't get the $6 either. Well, there's a very good sniper out there, isn't there?
They never miss.
But now, well done to them. And I think he should be a 6-4 chance, $2.50.
He's going to get the perfect run, isn't he? And Jet Stanley, we've been singing his praises for the last week. And he rides these horses so well. He puts him in such positive positions.
Yeah, that's right. He's just riding in such good form, Jet. And you know, on Wednesday he rode another couple of winners, so he's flying. I think, how many is it? 17?
17, Ray told us.
Yeah, 17. Wow, that's such a good feat for him, and just keep going. He's in great confidence.
There's one horse I want to mention in the same race, Maurice's Me Dad. I don't think Saturday's the day. I loved his run first up behind Robusto. He just got out sprinted, hit the line strongly off the fence where you wanted to be on the rails that day.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Maurice's Me Dad. He can be a bit of a horse where you go, oh, Maurice's Me Dad, you know, it always does that. But he had to go to Taree to break through. But I think he's come back well.
He's come back really well.
So maybe we could, definitely throw in the exotics. And if you want to play a wide quaddy.
And there's one more horse I want to mention. Race 8, horse number 4, Vienna Princess. I think she's a ripping bet on Saturday. And if Saturday's not the day, I am certain she'll be running a massive race third up. The only query is 1,300 metres. She steps back slightly in trip, but you get Nashawilla from a lower draw. Her trials indicated she'd resumed a much better horse. And her first up run behind Miraview was sensational from the back of the field.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought she was fantastic. I did have her second pick in that race. I went with Masquerade.
Very quickly, this was one horse I was going to mention because you've got some really nice information on this. Another French import, Chris Waller Trains. She's a 4-year-old mare. You can tie her form with Times Square, who's heavily back for a Group 1 during the Autumn Carnival. And we've seen Healing Oasis come through the same form lines in the last month.
Well, that's the thing. When you look at these horses, the key point for me is she's coming out of a listed race in France, and she SP'd shorter than those two runners you mentioned, Times Square and Healing Oasis. So we can tie her form in. The jump outs, I thought they were okay there at Flemington, will be suited over more ground. But the big thing about this horse, yes, 1300 is probably not its preferred trip, but you have to really like that SP and just let the computers right at the death of betting tell you the story. That last couple of minutes, there's so much intelligence that goes into that.
Absolutely. So if the last 5 minutes, you're sitting there, you see Masquerade goes $5 into $4, you want to be with her.
Yeah, I'd be happy to take a shorter quote there and I would adjust my prices with that information. But yeah, I'd rather be on her that way, because if she goes out to, say, $7 very quickly, it's probably just a pass race.
So keep an eye on Sky Thoroughbred Central late, and if she's firming in, jump on.
Absolutely, and obviously the pick of the yard.
All right, thank you for joining us for the second episode of the B-Set. Nick, it's been a pleasure once again.
Yeah, it's been great. Thank you, mate. I'm really enjoying it, and hopefully this weekend we can get our best bet at Rose Hill home and a couple around the grounds. I can't wait for Monday, though. How good's that going to be?
Monday, Newcastle, Beaumont, something around lunchtime as well. Hopefully Annabelle Neesham and Jet Stanley can just put the cherry on top of a massive weekend.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Nick. And once again, any interactive questions, whether you want a black book you've got in the last couple of weeks and keen to get Nick's thoughts, he's one of the best reviewers going around in Sydney, finds so many horses that he's black book. He does a lot of work with punters, intelligence with Sky Racing, finds plenty of winners. Alessandra at $8.50 on Wednesday, Nick. And if you have any questions, maybe horses heading towards the spring, let us know. You can find me at BN1CKSON on Twitter. And Nick?
Nick Burney, Nick_Burney on Twitter.
Perfect. Thank you for joining us once again.